Creamy. Crunchy.
Food court. Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court. Food court with Richard Blaze.
Court is in session, everyone. Welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. This is Food Court, and I'm Richard Blaze. I've been a chef and judge all over your food TV screens, and now I'm bringing my judging to the people and right to your ears. Today in the Food Court, we're doing a little something different. Listeners, listen. All of the Food Court episodes you've heard so far have been recorded before the coronavirus pandemic. So if it sounded like we were all in the same room together, less than 6 feet apart, but not touching, we were, even though some of the episodes were indeed touching. But for this episode, I'm judging from the comfort of my home, or at least my kids' playroom that we now call an office. And our guests who have been sheltering in place together for months are also recording themselves in the comfort of their homes. I can only assume that being at home for so long together is bringing a ton of food court debates into homes all across the world right now, and I can't wait to hear them all. But today, I'll focus on this one. Joining us in the court today, we have someone I've known for a long time, a Food Network star, chef and owner of Charm City Cakes, it's Duff Goldman.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
And listen, here today is the person Duff is spending a lot of quarantine with, all of quarantine with, his wife and macrame master, it's Jonna Goldman. Jonna, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Eating.
This is true. Now listen, is this how both of you expected to spend your second year of marriage?
No.
I'm enjoying it.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been like working so much. I've been in studios, on the road, on airplanes, and like, you know, for the world to say, okay, you know what? Sit down and spend 6 months with your wife alone. I'm really excited. It's really nice.
We've been definitely spending a lot of quality time together. That's nice.
I watched at least 47 minutes of you guys making focaccia one night.
Yeah, we like those lives.
It's amazing because especially I love the way that you both do it. You're both artists and like you leave these like the sort of like empty moments that don't exist on like, you know, a Food Network show where just you walk off screen and it's just the cutting board and some dough for a couple minutes.
Well, I have to pee sometimes. And so when this I have true. To go pee, Jonna sings old music.
Yeah, I do the whole music.
It is amazing. You both are crushing the game in each and every way. Now, listen, we could chat for a whole hour, but I know that you have a very specific case you've brought to my court. And right before we get into it, I'd like the listeners to learn a little bit more about you. The two of you have spent a lot of time talking about food, right?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you have in common?
We're not super picky. I think we both like a good like meat and potato meal.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, we both like my cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both like meat. You know, we're good. Like sometimes we like sort of big, elaborate meals. Sometimes we're fine eating chips and salsa. You know, we kind of eat whatever. You know, if I want to experiment and try something new, I will. If Jonna wants to experiment and try something, you know, and it's usually pretty good.
I've been asking a lot of people during this pandemic, what is your pandemic panic food? Something that you need to have in the house at all times or else just like everything goes crazy.
For me, it's Pop-Tarts and Ooh. Chips.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of snacks.
There's a lot of snacks.
I think for me, it's cheese. I need to have cheese in the house all the time.
I think yours is cheese.
I like it. I have decided, like, there's a couple of weird things that have happened to me during pandemic. Like, I just, like, I take a lot of non-dairy creamer in my coffee now for no reason at all. I never used to put anything in my coffee.
You just need something
and now
sweet.
It's,
really?
I guess that's what it is. I don't know.
Why non-dairy creamer?
It's just kind of what's in the house, but I've just been a black coffee guy my whole life. And now, though, during pandemic, I'm like, no, actually, I like it super, super sweet. And
oh, it's like flavored, like, stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's MCT oil and, you know, hazelnut milk or whatever.
Ah, gotcha.
Now, listen, everyone knows your background, but Duff, what drew you to a career in cake?
Well, I was a graffiti artist, and I got a job in a restaurant so I could afford spray paint. And then after getting arrested a lot, I moved into sculpture. I was a metal sculptor. And then when I went to culinary school, all those things combined, my sort of like color theory knowledge from graffiti and my 3D design from metal sculpture, I was just good at cakes, you know?
Unbelievable. A true artist. Absolutely. I'm assuming you've done then some graffiti themed cake sculptures then,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, I have. It's hard. It's hard to make that like translate from, you know, the side of a train to the side of a cake.
Have you ever had anyone, I'm asking for a friend, have you ever had anyone ask you to spray paint themselves with some sort of cake icing sort of thing?
Yeah.
I told you I'm getting weird during
the pandemic. Yeah, you are. Just my wife.
All right. And Jonna, what about you? Have you worked in the food industry before?
I have. I've been a hostess, a waitress. I worked on the Santa Monica Pier for a while. That was a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. Mm. Stressful.
It is. I would say that, and cooks and chefs know this, Duff knows this, the hardest work is, you know, in the front of the house. You have to deal with people. That's always a challenge.
Yeah, hungry people, which is really challenging.
I can't believe you just said that, Richard.
I know, it's so not like me. It's something
you just got your chef card revoked. You just said working in the front of the house is harder than working in the back of the house.
And I'm not even disagreeing.
Wow. I mean, I'm saying this right now. You're over it, kid.
It's the interacting with people aspect of it. I thought you would approve of that.
Oh my God. I mean, there's a reason why I worked in the back of the house. I was terrible with people. My first job was at McDonald's and they tried me out on the register and they were like, yeah, that's not going to work. Why don't you go make some Big Macs, kiddo?
Yep. We share that exact same story. Now we're going to get into the case today, but before we do that, are there any dessert categories or dishes or items that you both disagree on?
Desserts?
Well, I prefer like chewier chocolate chip cookies. And I know that the thin and crispy are your favorites.
I didn't know that about you.
But your thin and crispy I love. But my mom's like chewy ones. Huh. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, look, there's people that like crispy chocolate chip cookies. And then there's people that are wrong. So, you know.
There's no debating with you. You just assume everybody's wrong if it's not your opinion.
You know, it's my many years of just being correct.
We are going to get into this. Your signature cookie is a crispy chocolate chip cookie because we make it in my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a good cookie, isn't it?
I love it. Two guests who are already getting ready to book their second episode. But let's get into today's fight. Duff, please sum up your case that you've brought to the food court today in one sentence or so.
Chili has no beans and is made with chuck.
Did you say, wait, it has no beans and...
It's made with chuck.
That's like a whole other debate.
No beans and made with chuck.
And it has no tomato product.
order in the court, please.
Yeah, you're just going crazy.
You will both have times to argue your sides. Duff, you're obviously one of those. The great chili debate is here. I know that in Texas, chili is serious business and beans are strongly opposed. Duff, you're not from Texas, though.
I'm from Massachusetts.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, Jonna, you're okay with beans in chili, clearly. Why?
I feel like they need to have beans. There's a texture piece. There's a flavor piece. There's a heartiness to it.
Okay. Listen, Jonna, you're going to have time to argue your case. I did ask you to sort of get into it. So it is the great chili debate. It is beans versus not. It sounds, quite honestly, like this has come up recently for you two. Am I detecting, like, some serious hostility?
A little bit.
I think it's, like, the only thing we actually fight about. Like, we don't fight, but this is, you know, Jonna just has garbage opinions about chili.
Excuse you.
So the thing is, we just moved to a new area called Topanga in Los Angeles. And there is a chili cook-off here. And so we saw a sign for it. And we were driving and I looked at John and I was like, hey, man, I don't think these guys realize there's a new sheriff in town, you know? And John was like, well, I'm going to make chili. She's like, I'm going to make it with beans and ground beef and tomatoes. And I'm like, that's not chili. That's like, you know, lazy meat stew or whatever, you know?
Okay.
Chili is made with chuck. and no tomatoes.
All right. Save some of your arguments, Duff. Save some of your arguments. Listen, we're going to get right into that. But here in my court, much like every honorable judge, I like to have a quick trivia round first, just like your local municipal court. As a prize, the winner of the trivia round gets to decide the order that you present your arguments. Now, usually we'd be in the studio and you'd have a buzzer in front of you, but this time it's a little different. Since you don't have any buzzers just laying around your house, I would assume you'll both each have to use your own voices as a buzz-in sound. Jonna, what will your sound be?
Buzz.
There it is.
Very literal.
There it is. It's like that, the Batman pow is if there was a visual for it. Okay. Duff, what sound will you be making to buzz in? There we go, which is usually the sound for wrong. So, Jonna, that could be.
Yeah,
that could
be I think it's a sign.
That's could me be telling Jonna she's wrong.
No, it's an omen that you're already wrong.
Okay, so here we go. This is, by the way, this might be so far, Crystal, producer, this might be the most heated debate we've had so far in the food court. It only took us the ability to, for a global pandemic, to get this much hostility into an argument. Okay, Duff and Jonna, question one. The chipotle pepper is really just what popular pepper that's been smoked? That is Duff.
Jalapeno.
The answer is jalapenos. That's right. Red jalapenos are smoke dried to become chipotle peppers. And as a bonus, if you dry chipotle peppers, what do you get?
Oh.
Producer Crystal, I think you get the Merita. The Merita. The judge gets a half a point, even though I'm not playing. The Merita chili pepper.
I did
okay,
not
there we
know
go.
That.
There we go. Look at that.
The Merita.
And now it is the educational Zoom, which has been happening. It really is happening in three other rooms in this house as I speak. Okay, Duff, you're up 1-0. Question two in the trivia round. In what city is the very popular chili restaurant Ben's Chili Bowl located? It opened in 1958 and is still thriving today. Duff with an opportunity.
Is it Cincinnati?
It is not Cincinnati.
Oh,
Jonna, for the steal, yes.
San Antonio?
It is not San Antonio, but in my court, the city that's further away from the answer will win, and it is Ben's Chili Bowl is located in Washington, D.C. That means that Jonna, San Antonio, is the winner.
Objection!
You should have there known that lived in D.C.
Yeah,
order,
totally.
Order,
lived in
order.
DC.
Order. Duff, throwing out Cincinnati chili, though, I'll get this since it's not part of this argument. Cincinnati chili, my favorite type of chili. You know why?
I love Cincinnati chili. You like a four-way?
Oh, yeah. I like it always. I don't noodles, cheese, all of it. Okay, here we go. It is tied up now, 1-1, heading into the last question, and whoever gets this one right will have the opportunity to be the home or away team, so to speak. Question three. What is the name of the British sitcom that aired from 1990 to 1995 that featured Rowan Atkinson playing a man he described as Duff?
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean is correct. Duff Goldman, so competitive.
I don't play.
You do not play. This. Everyone who doesn't know you as well as I do, you're an athlete. You play multiple sports. You're besides being a great artist.
I almost didn't want to do this because of that. I'm a little afraid.
I totally understand that. Where is Jasmine Blaze when you need her? She is keeping the kids out of this room, quite honestly. That's what's happening right now. All right, so that means that Duff, you have 2 points. Jonna, you have one. Congrats, Duff. You've won the trivia round. Now you get to decide who gets to make their argument first. What are you thinking?
I think Jonna should go first.
No.
He's going to take the last licks approach from right out of the old baseball strategies.
Football.
And before we get into, before we get into Jonna presenting her case, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get right into it. And we are back. To recap today in the food court, we have the case of chili, the big chili debate, and whether it's ever acceptable to put beans in it. Chili is serious business, so I apologize in advance to whomever I offend today, and I read your comments on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts, and I offend people every episode. This is a fact. There's an International Chili Society, believe it or not, and not too many foods have societies. And that's really great writing, Crystal. I really love that one right there. Duff is here to argue that chili should never have beans in it, while his wife, Jonna, enjoys beans in her chili. Now listen, before we even get into the argument, let's break down how this works, okay? Each of you will have 3 minutes to state your case. During this 3 minutes, you need to lay out your case and why your way is the best way. Focus on you and why you're right and why your thing is positive. You can delve into the reasons chili any other way is wrong, but that's later in the rebuttal. Do you guys get it?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, so after you both state your cases, and I know your clear perspective, then you'll get the two-minute rebuttal to go as negative as you want to go and to tear down the other's argument that was made today in the court. And as well, you'll get more points if you get in a bunch of shots. So go ahead and fire shots in the rebuttal. I am a freewheeling judge. I like to give out points during the rebuttal process. Okay, so here we go. First argument, it is Jonna's turn. You will have 3 minutes. Are you ready, Jonna?
I'm ready.
Why chili should have beans?
All right. So chili should always have beans, unless it's Cincinnati chili, because that's a meat sauce, different situation. So the chili that I grew up on had tons of beans, tons of ground beef, did have tomatoes, which is also optional. Sometimes we would put green peppers, but didn't always love it. It just really built a whole dinner that you could eat. It wasn't just like a side, you know, something that you put on top of your spaghetti. You could eat it in a bowl by itself. I think beans really provide a good texture. They provide good flavor. They provide fiber, which everybody needs. And they're also a cheap way to fill it up, you know, and fill yourself up. Being from Oklahoma, very close to Texas, we kind of had both. We had like the Midwestern version and the Texas version, but basically the Texas version was like the base of what our chili became. I think that beans are more popular anyway. I mean, when you Google chili recipes, the first three that come up are chilies with beans in them, including one from Reed Drummond, who is like the quintessential Okie. So they're more popular anyway. Wendy's chili has beans in it. That's a super popular chili. I just think that beans kind of add another layer to it. You know, Bush's is the sponsor of the International Chili Society. So I feel like there might be something there. You know, that's kind of my argument about beans.
That is the bell, or in quarantine time, that is actually a wine glass with a fork from my kid's Barbie house. So it is a tiny fork. Okay, you still got a minute on the clock. So how would you prepare chili, Jonna?
So I would prepare chili with, it's actually a tomato base in my family. Like my family's
Wrong.
Chili is a tomato base. This isn't your minute.
Order, so order.
A tomato base with ground beef and Wrong. Beans and onions and a little sugar and some chili powder.
Oh, God.
I know that we are separated, but I will have the bailiff come over there right now, Duff. Continue, Jonna. You have an extra 15 seconds.
I don't even know where I was at. But okay. Mine always has ground beef and beans.
Okay. Time is stopped. Getting in some last shots. Duff just disrespectfully going across the bench there. I will say, producer Crystal is agreeing. That is strong. I mean, you broke it down, Jonna. Cornucopia. It's texture. You threw a health benefit out there of fiber, which you don't hear a lot when we're talking about chili. You said you brought variety into it. It's economical. Brought corporate sponsorship into the argument with Bush's. And you evoked the spirit of the pioneer woman herself. That is a strong argument. Duff, are you ready for your 3 minutes?
I am.
Okay, Duff, it is your turn. Your 3 minutes start now.
Chili with beans is stupid. I rest my case.
That is a very simple case. I don't know. Is that all you're going to say? That it's silly.
It's stupid. All right, listen.
It's stupid.
Chili.
Okay.
Chili is a celebration of chili peppers and meat. When you add beans to it, you're adding a texture that just doesn't belong in there. When you're using ground beef, you're adding a bunch of meat that, you know, it's just not supposed to be in there. When you're eating chili, you're supposed to have nice big chunks of meat and you're supposed to enjoy it. It's supposed to be a base, like a chili base and with that's meaty and juicy and meat. When you put beans in there, it takes away from the texture. It takes away from the flavor. Beans taste like neutral nothing. And so when you add a bunch of beans in there, you're watering down the flavor of what you're supposed to be celebrating in the first place.
So what is in your chili base, Duff?
My chili base it's like 7 different dried chilies, toasted, and then you buzz them with vinegar and brown sugar and turn it into a paste and a little bit of lard. You fry the paste in a little bit of lard. Then you pour the paste and beef stock into the pot. Oh, and the onions are in the paste too. And then you fry that up, put it in the pot, put it with the beef stock, add cleaned diced chuck and some corn masa and cook it down.
Ooh, corn masa.
A little bit.
Is that just as a thickener?
As a thickener, yeah. Yeah, not a lot.
Mm, you learn something every day.
White vinegar, brown sugar, and salt. That is your seasoning. That's it.
And that is it with a little bit of time to spare. Duff Goldman letting us know that it is called chili. It should be about chilies.
Chilies.
I mean, I think that is the case that he's making, and it's not ground meat. You're saying that it's braised chuck, low and slow.
Mm.
Isn't that stew?
No,
it's stew.
Listen, Jonna, you will have your time. This is out of control. The court is out of control right now. But I will tell you, two really strong first takes right there. Duff said you fry that up, and when he said that, I just got hungry all of a sudden. Like, just, I don't know. Cooks know how to do it. They just say something, and it's like 7 different types of chilies and braised meat and vinegar and tomato. And
no tomato.
Listen, John is saying,
no tomato.
No. So, oh, sorry. No tomato. No tomato at all. Just meat. Just meat juices.
Meat and chilies.
Okay. Remember, it is my court, Duff. Don't yell at the judge. Okay, Jonna, that means it's your turn now for the rebuttal, the ultimate rebuttal. You have 2 minutes to let Duff know why he's absolutely wrong. Are you ready?
I'm ready. You are wrong.
Your 2 minutes starts now.
First of all, the whole ground beef and chuck thing, that depends on popularity and who is winning the contest at the time. Those change. It's trendy. The beef thing is a trend. The bean thing is preference. But you can't look at me like that. It's going to confuse me. So I lost my train of thought now. I can't even argue this.
Do not intimidate.
It's hard to argue.
No, I have a whole thing written out. So the thing with the chili you're describing is that, yes, it is a chili. However, the chili that everybody loves and is used to has beans in it. The canned ones have beans in it. Most of the time, you get beans in it.
You can get Hormel chili with no beans.
You can. But most people get the ones with the beans.
Okay, a little less than a minute remains.
I feel like I have no argument in this.
Okay, is resting her case.
I'm just gonna... I feel like it's just spaghetti sauce when you have no beans in it. It's just some kind of bolognese or...
Yes.
There's no tomatoes. How could it be spaghetti sauce?
It's like a chili sauce with meat in it. And it's like a side that you eat.
Shots fired. We are wrapping up the time. There it is. Jonna's rebuttal basically letting Duff know that it's trendy. It's just trendy to not put beans in it. There's no substance to it. It's just a stylish thing to say. And that it's just spaghetti sauce.
Your Honor, I hope you give that argument the merit it deserves.
I for some reason I feel like there's some sarcasm coming from your voice, sir. But
because will it has no merit. You cannot say that chili without beans is trendy.
Your
That's
time
insanity.
Starts now. Go, your rebuttal okay. starts now, sir.
Beans
Go ahead.
Are stupid. They taste like mush. They feel like mush. They ruin the texture of whatever it is that you're eating. You know, like unless you're eating a pot of beans. I like beans.
They
I'm not
soak
saying
up
I don't
the flavor
like beans.
Of whatever
you
eat. You
would never know that you flavor. Like beans by the way that you're smashing.
I do.
Them.
I like beans. I don't like beans and chili. It doesn't make any sense. I want big, juicy chunks of beef. Beef. That's what I want to taste.
That's stew.
I want to taste chilies and beef.
It's like chili flavored stew.
No, it's not. It's chili. That's what chili is. When you're adding beans to it, you said it yourself. You're adding a filler.
You're just filling it up with a bunch of junk to make it go farther.
What about,
and when you stretch things out, they get watered down and it's more neutral. The flavor isn't there. And the texture of beans is wrong for chili.
It's not wrong
it's
for chili.
It's wrong for chili.
It's another layer.
It's not another layer.
It's another layer.
It's not.
It is getting heated.
It's not.
Time is up. The quarantine, you can tell, is affecting this argument. It's been 70-something days here
listen,
in California.
Listen, John has had my chili. It's the best chili in the world.
I didn't well,
listen,
say that.
She's also had your chocolate chip cookies, and yeah. She likes them chewy. She likes them chewy.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, you haven't tried my chili.
That's it has tomatoes thing. In it. So? It has beans in it. I already know it's not very good.
You haven't tried it. You don't know what it tastes like.
You told me what it tastes like.
Delicious. That's what I told you it tastes like.
Order in the court. I want to taste both of your chilies. That's what's happening right here. And so do our viewers, our listeners. Listen, a lot is at stake here because you two have to keep being home together 24/7 for at least a couple of weeks, probably after I deliver my verdict. And I don't take that lightly. So while I go reorganize myself and organize my thoughts, let's take a quick break.
Bad at arguing.
No, you're good at it. Like, my argument's always just I'm right.
I know, and it drives me insane.
Yeah, that's true.
I am back.
It's not.
I am back, and from what I understand, even though I retired to my chambers briefly, both Duff and Jonna were still going at it. We have pulled them apart. Actually, we haven't. They're right next to each other. But it is time to deliver the verdict. Thank you both for coming to my court and for Duff bringing your case of not having beans in chili. I loved both of you, but having said that, I hope that you are okay with my verdict and that I don't lose a friend or two because you'll be upset because the other one is upset. And you know how this works, but here we go. Both of you brought compelling arguments to the court. Before I declare a winner of this case, do any of you have any final comments?
Wendy's chili has beans in it. Everybody likes Wendy's chili.
Bring in a little last second fast food comment in there. Everyone knows that fast food can
Wendy's
move the dial on food court.
Chili. I do. You know, I love that junior bacon cheeseburger, though. That thing's good. But I don't think that bringing in Wendy's fast food mass market dog food chili
delicious.
Is going to help your argument any.
My dog is offended. I think that the Wendy's chili is just an amazing use of old hamburgers. Okay, they've gone at it, and it is, it's been Texas versus Oklahoma. It's chili versus chili with beans. Both of you made some incredibly compelling arguments. Duff just basically letting us know that it's about chilies, maybe seven different types. There's no tomato in it, and it's about beef. It's about braising meat. You're frying stuff up. It's life's simplicities that are also not easy to master, and that chili is about the chilies. Jonna letting us know so much in her opening commentary there that, I mean, there's corporate sponsors that beans add texture, fiber. There's an economical impact of putting beans in there. I mean, basically, Jonna saying that chili with beans is just the next level of chili. It's like the Ciara song, Level Up. At the end of the day, this judge has his thoughts based only on this argument. I also have thoughts about crispy and chewy cookies, but we'll save that for another day. The winner of the great chili debate, the winner is beans for days, Jonna Goldman.
Yes!
I want an appeal.
I You're really thought
opening.
I wanted
an appeal.
I really thought I was not going to win.
I knew
that was
you
compelling.
Were going to win.
That was compelling. You
this
had a good
one,
argument,
and I rarely do I let you know where the judge was thinking, but this one started out with just a machine gun rat-a-tat-tat list of why having beans and chili works, and Duff just opened it up with, it's stupid. And
it's stupid.
I love
And the real winner was that, listen, you can still make traditional chili and then put beans in it, and you might have both coming to the table at the same time. Listen, everyone, while you're sheltering in place, Duff and Charm City Cakes have put up a bunch of tutorials on their Charm City Cakes YouTube page, so you can watch those to really up your quarantine baking game. Duff also has a new cookbook hitting the shelves on September 29th. For more Jana, you can find her macrame creations at her Etsy store, Topanga Gold, and find her on Instagram at Jana P. Goldman. Listen, everyone, what do you think, audience? I know that at least 50% of you think I got this one all wrong. You have strong opinions on chili. Let me hear all about them. As long as you put 5 stars down, you can say that you disagree. You can find me across social media at Richard Blaze. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Pamahi. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Gabrielle Collins, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Cool.